Moment of silence for the homies. And the silence can be broken.
I should probably turn my phone to vibrate.
I should probably take my phone off the coffee table in case it does vibrate.
I should probably take everything off the coffee table for Tony.
Yeah. Good call.
But there's one thing.
He hates clutter.
There's one thing that's not getting taken off this coffee table. And that is these beautiful toes. Hey, Tony. How's it going? Welcome, everyone, back to episode 56 of the Competent Idiots podcast. Obviously, we have the great one and only Barry Maddock over here, quality control. We have the sugar baby himself, Mr. Ben Dot Sunland. And on top of that, we have from the fucking goddamn lunar space station himself, Jason Momoa's cousin, Dalton nice. William Edward III Vance.
Momoa.
Hyphen
Momoa.
Hyphen Momoa. I came down from space just for today.
Yeah.
Right?
I'm going to fly back up later tomorrow. But
Jeff hooked you up.
He did, yeah.
Yeah, the new space shuttle is actually shaped like a Dodge Dart, so he's got a quality control ride up there.
Pristine aerodynamics. Dude,
it's fast as shit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, wow. I mean, it's got 37 turbos. They don't do much after the first one, but it has 37
it looks
turbos.
Good with 37.
There is 37 of them, exactly. Yeah. Like, not even a 37 and a quarter. Like they.
I mean, how would you have a critter turbo?
I just realized that's...
What? Oh, you want me to fix that? Does it look weird? Am I dark?
I don't know. It fucking looks weird in my peripherals.
Hello.
What's a perforable?
We got
we're gonna try this.
Dude, we're doing live
maintenance. Fucking light.
Oh my god. Yeah, live maintenance. Live competent maintenance. And we're just gonna leave this. And we're gonna decide if we like it. I don't know.
Welcome back.
Yeah. You know, Barry had this big thing lined up for you guys.
What thing?
Your intro.
I didn't do it.
Hmm?
What?
Give him your intro.
I did.
Give him another one.
Another one?
Just in case I chop this one up.
Just in case you chop this one up a bit?
Yeah.
Well, hey, welcome back to the episode of the 56s of the Competent Idiots' Season 2, Chapter 1. Today's going to be a nice, soft, subtle episode about a lot of very loud things. It's going to be very awkward, very fun, very great. I really hope you have a great time. And if you don't, well, fuck you. Hey, Tony. Like my toes. All right, so back to our conversation about Snicker dispensers and how it's the inferior candy.
Yes.
What he needs is some bite-sized nut rolls in there.
Okay, go back to the fucking space station. What the fuck?
Damn, Grandpa.
No.
Like, I love nut rolls, don't get me wrong, but like, I'm not putting bite-sized nut rolls in my freezer.
Dalton's going to be the guy with the freaking dish of hard candy, but instead of hard candy, it's going to be little fun-sized nut rolls.
Mm.
That he's kept living in the fridge, so when you bite them, it almost chips your tooth.
And don't, you got to make sure to suck on them for a little bit, because you got to get them back up to room temperature. But man, that taste is good.
Just got to nuke them in the microwave for a hot sec.
You also like almond joys?
Almond joys, fucking love an almond joy.
I like almonds, hate almond joys. I hate them. I just like, definitely, I'm never going to put one in my mouth. It's on purpose.
Give me a situation where you accidentally put an almond joy in your mouth.
What if all the candies are unwrapped? And daddy just goes in for a handful of candy.
Oh. Pops one in.
How do you go from they're fun sized?
Yeah, and so are like Snickers and all those other ones, you know? What if I'm just blind grabbing, you know? I'm a little couple.
That's such a painful crap.
What are you doing, space boy?
What are you trying to do? I was trying so hard to just subtly get rid of this fucking foot cramp, dude. Oh my god.
Just out of nowhere. But we get done talking about the hole.
All right. I'm all right.
Dude, space has fucked you up.
Dude, welcome to episode 56, the foot episode.
Gravity's got me fucked up. All right. We're good.
Anyways, what if I'm 2-5-7 between 35 beers in and I just see like a table of chocolate. You know, when you're that drunk, it's just, that's chocolate.
Daddy
it's
wants chocolate. Same.
I got to pause you real quick.
No.
At what place do they have just unraveled chocolates?
Fun size Snickers and Almond Joys already unwrapped for your convenience. Explain this to me.
Dude, you can go anywhere and have that. Any party.
You name one fucking place. You name one.
When we give candy out to Halloween to kids tomorrow, I'm unwrapping all the candy and I'm putting it in the bowl.
You're going to have cops at your house in about 35 minutes going, what the fuck's wrong with you?
You should just put like soggy popcorn out.
Oh, you gross.
And like they just have to scoop it with their hand.
Gross. Just a giant punch bowl of ramen ready to ladle into people's bags. Dude, I got candy and I got a wet bag of ramen.
It's sodium in, like, for the
freezer
kids.
Bags or something.
Oh.
Almond Joys is so easy to find. They literally are a bar with two giant lumps like a camel's back of almonds. No other candy has that. Mom's bar is listen, you only listen, have the one listen. Lump.
You're blackout drunk. You're not looking for lumps.
You're always going to be checking for lumps, dude.
No.
Well, that, not what if that for Almond Joy has testicular cancer and you just caused it to die via cannibalism instead?
I'd say that's a win-win for both of us.
Put it out of its misery.
Well, not for both of us, technically, because I don't like them. But if there was a person to...
So not for the thing dying, for the fact that I didn't like eating it, so I'm a victim here.
I was going to die anyways. I had cancer.
It's like the Saw guy going, I didn't like watching it. I'm the victim here, okay? It died, but I'm the victim. I didn't want to watch that. His ribs got ripped off of him. Dude, that's gross, dude.
I don't make the rules. I'm just telling you. What's right? Because I'm always right.
Oh, you want to know what's truly right?
Wrong.
No.
Left.
Nah. What I found out, and this is what I learned. So, little backstory, real quick.
Left.
I had to drive down to Milwaukee for a 1 day stint at work, and I found out that the soup I was working for is straight up QAnon. And man, yeah, in his mind, is he right? Oh, is he right? I got to hear all the conspiracy about how anyone that's vaccinated is a brainwashed robot and can't be trusted.
At least we get free Wi-Fi.
That's what I told him. He says, wait, you're vaccinated? And I said, yeah, of course I am. I only thing that changed is I crave motor oil.
I crave motor oil.
He was not happy with me. He got quiet for a while.
Dude.
Yeah, it was probably the most wild because I was doing work at a federal courthouse type building where there is a senator like that works there. Mm-hmm. So I'm just hearing politics left and right all day long. Everyone's walking the hallways, talking whatever the fuck they want to talk about. Then he rolls up and he birds me the entire time, just watching me by sitting on a bench 4 feet away from me on his phone, bored.
Nice.
He's like, I should have brought my painting tools. I could have at least done something. I'm like, or, you know, what you could do is, you know, not sit there and go grab something for me, or if you want this done, because he's waiting on me to get out. Like, if sooner I leave is the sooner he can leave, and he's bitching about it all damn day. Mm-hmm. If you're gonna bitch that much, go fucking tape off the fucking base for me. Like,
yeah,
help if me otherwise out. Go off and fuck off, you know. Yeah. Like, let me work.
Yeah,
like, but
let me do what I'm here to do.
Yeah, that was a fun, interesting time. Made a friends with a nice couple. We all got lost in Milwaukee trying to find the way of a parking ramp.
They got lost in the parking
ramp. And you found your way into her parking ramp?
Ooh, yeah.
Probably could have, but as a gentleman, I didn't try. Have you seen how I look? Look at this. This is God's gift to Earth.
300% more.
300% more. Trademark, copyright, whatever you have to do. Watermark that shit, bottom right-hand corner. I'm not going to do it in the video. I'm not going to lie, but like, imagine it there. Dope.
Count it.
I just hit my nose in the mic. But yeah, no, we got lost in there because their first level is not where you exit. You exit on the second level, but the first level had the star next to it, like main ground level, and said ground level. Oh, go to the ground level to go to the ground. That makes sense. Otherwise, it's a fucking basement.
Right.
Well, guess what? Milwaukee plays by its own fucking rules. And the second level is a ground level. And there's no star next to it. So I walked all the way down, checking on the doors. Everything's locked. I'm thinking, you know, next thing I know is one of those clowns are going to come out and start like swinging with a mallet or whatever. And it's like, hey, do you have to fight this person or throw this couple in front of me with a child?
Like, throw the child.
Definitely throw the child.
That's what I was thinking. You throw the stroller, mm-hmm. and then when they yell at you, they're going to stop for a second to yell. You got three people they got to work on before they have to come catch you. Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm set. But no, we ended up finding it after walking around, and I asked them where they're you guys staying at this place too, because I can't find the entrance. Oh, no, we're not. Oh, okay, cool. We all walked together. We're chatting up, laughing. They're walking in the same fucking building I am.
Hold on, I thought you guys were in the same place. Oh, no, this is... Oof. Oh, they went to the wrong building. They started walking somewhere else afterwards. Wild. I don't know what the hell is going on with these people, but they were just on their own level. They had the basketball jersey on, you know, Milwaukee Bucks, Brewers, Bucks.
Bucks.
Whoop, whoop, you know, basketball, love Brewers that stuff. And cool, Bucks. Whatever. But yeah, no, wild times.
And Milwaukee, baby.
I tend to stay out of Wisconsin as much as possible.
I was born there.
There you were.
If that makes any sense of what Wisconsin's like, I was born there. That harvested me.
Makes sense.
Freaks me out. Makes me definitely not want to go back.
Yeah. The city was actually pretty cool, though. It's like a much more mellow Minneapolis.
Yeah, it's not too bad. And there's like a speakeasy. I think I was telling you about that. I already forgot what it's called. But it's fucking hard to get in. You got to like have a fucking password. And then they finally open the door. And it's like, you're going to go through this back alley. And then there's just a metal door. And you got to knock on it. Or do like whatever their fucking knock code is. And then they let you in. There's a restaurant and shit in there. And there's just tons of like weird historical shit. It's like a big museum. So like you order your food and then you can get up and just walk around and go do shit. And they give you this little card. And you can like go find clues to shit if you want.
Oh, that's sweet. I went to a place kind of like that called Medieval Times, but instead of like a museum, it's a dinner and show and a torture museum right next door. So I got to see all sorts of like medieval torture devices. Where? The rack. I don't remember where. I think there's a couple in Minnesota. Yeah, I think one is over by Shakopee or something. I don't know, Canterbury Park or something. Maybe
you should do legal drugs and go look at it. The legal ones.
So like aspirin.
Yes.
You freaking
did. We can do a bunch of NyQuil and go into the torture.
What was that? Fucking what was that? That was Role Models, where Sean Michael Scott's character, they're in a tent and
Sean Michael Scott.
Is that his name? No. What's his name again?
Sean William Scott.
That's what it is. Michael Scott LLC. No, he's in a tent and they like take sleeping pills, and the goal was to get off before the fucking sleeping pills kicked in.
Yeah, it was like Ambien or something.
Yeah.
Oh fuck.
Sounds like a lot of work.
Just try to make it through your freaking turkey leg before passing out inside your giant goblet of freaking Pepsi, which they don't call Pepsi, obviously. I don't remember what they called it, but it wasn't Pepsi. And I was very confused on what to order.
Damn.
I was like 10.
Was it like mud water or something?
I was going to say mud water. Fucking. We linked up there in the brain.
What's that?
That's poop or coffee. Mud water.
That's bean water's coffee.
Then mud water is poop.
Yep.
Because it looks like mud when it comes out all watery.
Yummy, dude.
That's science. Bill Nye taught me that. Not really, but Bob Ross did.
Bob Ross.
Quiet little mud water pit right here. Don't worry about it. It's where we make our little poos. It's our little secret that you cover it up with a bush.
And you cover it up with a bush.
Oh,
dude. Yeah. You're on a whole nother level right now.
Dude, I am so ready to just quality control this entire night.
Yeah.
As you can't tell, these are our Halloween costumes.
Yeah, and technically, when this comes out, it's gonna be like a week gone.
Yeah,
but you know, it's Halloween for us, so now it's Halloween for
to keep you on your toes.
Yeah, we like to kind of like mess with your brains, like wait, is Halloween coming up? Didn't it just happen? And we're like, yo.
And then they're like, why is this episode 56? It should be episode 55.
Is it?
No, it's episode 56. It's episode 56, but 55 would come out technically on this coming month.
Oh yeah.
Dude, we're here to mind fuck you,
and we mind fuck ourselves.
Yeah,
mind fuck often.
Yeah, no lube. Who needs that?
We're like Chris Angel.
Isn't the brain like dry or something?
What'd you call me?
Dry?
Yeah, isn't the brain dry?
Definitely not. No. I wouldn't say dry.
I thought it was.
No, I don't think anything on our body can technically be dry besides our skin. Otherwise, it causes severe damage to that organ.
Why?
Dude, I don't know. Ask Jesus. Or whoever the fuck
you're going to say ask Jeeves. I was really hoping you're going to say ask Jeeves. I heard something about like there's no blood in your brain. Something like that. It goes up into it, but it's not actually on your brain.
Yeah, it's not on your brain at all.
That might be what I'm thinking about.
Yeah, that would probably just rot your brain, which is why like when you get your head knocked or when you knock your head, that's check for brain bleeds.
Mm-hmm. Skull fills up with blood.
Yeah. Pressurize your fucking brain.
So that's what I was thinking
of. What happened to my mom? In the one shattered. Well, yeah. Not, I'm not trying to take that to her. Wow. No, she's kind of, when she hit her head. I think that's what happened to her.
Yeah. That's how Derek Shepherd dies in Grey's Anatomy, dude.
Spoiler. Whoa,
look out to a show I'm never going to watch.
Rest in peace.
That's also basically, since that has happened, has been probably, I don't know. I don't know my fucking Grey's Anatomy, but I would assume almost a decade now.
Do you think that guy had a Snickers dispenser?
No, but he was a beta bitch.
He was a beta bitch.
Snickers dispensers are total alpha moves.
Yes.
Definitely. Yeah,
that is an alpha move. Fucking day. just shits out fucking Snickers ice cubes.
Little diabetes pills.
Honestly, I'm fucking pissed off. I didn't think of that.
Why'd you just do it?
I don't have a fucking fridge.
You can put almond joys in it. You love almond joys.
Yeah, I'd rather fucking stick a baby Ruth in my ass.
Let's make that happen.
Yeah, I know we can.
Dalton has a baby Ruth dispenser.
Hey, did Rachel get any candy for tonight? She didn't. She's so sad.
For tonight? I don't think so. Dude, well, it's a
Halloween party.
I don't think she did. I think she just thought about the kids for tomorrow.
Fuck the kids.
That's what I'm saying.
Things you don't say on the internet in a sentence.
No, if they only clipped that part, then I think I had enough.
Enough context behind all that. Well, there's a shit ton of candy. I don't know. You're going to have to talk to the warden.
I don't know, man. Seven beers in.
Is that what this is going to turn into? You're going to cover up the patches and stuff? Be like, I'm a prisoner and that's the warden.
Yeah. She fucking beats
me up.
She's
going to drag you by like your ankle.
She's going to fucking.
She's going to caveman you by your hair upstairs.
Yeah. Dude. Throws me in Arlo's
kennel. You should have had her fucking like sew a silk patch on. Well, I guess it's pretty soft.
It is pretty soft. I was going
to say a silk patch just on your back so that people can drag you around easier.
You guys should totally go as Betty and Barney Rubble.
Rubble or Rebel?
Rebel.
Rubble.
Rubble. Rubble. Rubble. That's a joke. The Flintstones. Rubble. It's all rock puns.
Yeah, I know that, Barry.
You're looking at me like you don't. No, I said Rubble. Play back the tape.
Sounded like Rubble.
Play it back.
That's what I thought. I knew I was right.
It's not rewinding again.
Second episode. Rewinding.
Rewinding.
It's probably because your wife tried to throw the camera through the wall.
Yeah, she did.
Yeah, we had a little technical difficulty starting.
Two right in a fucking row.
Yeah, the
right
the camera took a tumble and gravity got in play, and there was like a kaiju named Arlo that came through.
Yeah, it came bucking like a bull in a china shop.
Literally.
Literally.
He was excited about everything. His costume.
He was. He's a little pumpkin boy.
Little pumpkin boy. Nothing little about that boy.
Nope. He's a big pumpkin boy.
I got fat tits, dude. I'm busting.
Fucking love me some.
Yeah, and according to some people love me from big tits. Places at work, you have a fat ass too.
Yeah.
So Dalton about that?
I don't think, did I? I don't
know. Oh, you got to tell Dalton about that.
After our, after I went to Maddox, the Maddox Awards thing.
Oh, you did tell me about
that. We were at the bar and that native dude was like, damn, you got a fat ass and I'm married. Yeah, yeah. And I went, okay.
Oh, sick.
Shit, dude, are we about to fuck right now?
Are we gonna fucking kiss right now, again?
It's been a wild couple of days to a week to a lifetime, you know? It's been wild.
Yeah, I thought I was really expecting you had something more specific to
say. No, not at all. Not in the least
follow
bit.
That up with.
You are a welcome audience.
Like Jesus to keep Christ. Shit real vague.
Content free since 93.
Condensation free since birth.
What if humans we sweat. Never mind. Next question.
Fuck.
Humans have condensation. It's called sweat. When we get too warm, we
precipitation.
Leak.
I stay leaking.
I want a shirt that says I stay leaking.
And not just from my skin. You know what I'm saying?
Got what that, orifice do you leak drip. The most from? And peeing does not count as leaking because you're pushing it out. Leaking means it's coming out without. That's chlamydia.
No.
Yes.
That's semen. Semen's coming out. That's leaking semen.
Just a bunch of pre-coon.
How it leaks out.
Just leaks?
What do you mean? It's like, it just leaks out. It gets to the tip after stimuli.
But on an issue of volume and how much is being leaked out, your nose has to top your dick.
I have a pretty dry nose almost all day, every day.
Next time I hear you with a runny nose, I'm like, how's that dry nose treating you? How's that dry nose treating you? You leaking?
You leaking, bro?
I'm assuming your nose leaks more than anything on you?
No, but next question.
I knew.
But.
I already knew it, and I just...
I got three holes, one for leaking, one for plugging, and one for sticking.
I didn't tell you. I pooped my pants this week again.
Again?
Yeah, dude.
Who warned you about this age?
Fucking bullshit.
Who warned you about this age?
To be fair, a little...
To be fair,
there's no fairness.
Well, I was sick, and I was leaving. I don't know what day I was at work. And we're leaving late. It was like Monday or Tuesday. And was at leaving the HQ, the headquarters, and I had a fart.
You guys really call it the HQ?
I do. I don't think anybody else does, but anybody else does. But it's just me. So I'm just a fucking idiot.
Come on, guys, back to HQ.
Back to HQ. I was like, fucking okay.
We gotta get down to the HQ real quick. Our shift's over. Roger that. Caleb's just like, the fuck are you getting the fucking truck?
I think I'm the only one that calls that. That's cool. I'll take it. But yeah, I was leaving, and I went to squeak out a little fart before entering the truck, and farted. Juice. Oh, gross. I was like, now I gotta drive home with shit wrenches, dude. Oh, so I had to sit in my truck for a 15-20 minute drive, just fucking
in your
gravy
poop.
Pants, dude.
You have like
fucking sucked.
I can't imagine, like, you know, you don't shave your ass, so it wouldn't matter. Because I was saying, you're gonna have ingrown hairs and shit from like the bacteria just seeping into your pores.
Ooh.
But you have that, you have the hair defense.
I do got the hair defense.
All your, it's like, just look like, I'd imagine, like, when you got home and you're showering, it was like seeing a Roomba take dog shit through a shag rug and then fucking going on. You just had a nice little streak of just juicy happiness on your hair.
Just juice butter, bud butter.
Sudis had that happen with their Roomba.
I've heard a lot of stories about that.
Yeah, it went right over some poo.
Mm-hmm.
Oof.
And then it continued to clean everywhere.
Yep.
And then they pulled it apart. They had to, you know, on the bottom, how there's like the tray and shit.
Yep.
Literally like packed clay.
Gross. Gross.
This is the best way I can probably describe it.
There was a story on the podcast I listened to about a Roomba going haywire. And at one point it got underneath the desk, grabbed the cords while dragging shit through the cords, and got so tangled up and covered in shit that they tried to take it apart and everything. It was just the whole thing was fucked. It took
everything,
hours.
Everything it touched, you throw away.
Yeah. Like, you rip up the carpet.
Yeah.
Burn the house down.
Yeah.
Just get a new house. Just move. Leave it. Just selling as is. Sell it,
yes. You clean up the shit, you get it for 10% off.
My favorite story, though, was one of the Roomba saying, Roomba needs help. It's by a cliff. And it was literally a transition that was like half an inch when you got home because it was stuck.
Oh fuck!
Because there's Roomba that can text you, like, you know, updates and stuff. And he's middle of the podcast goes, "Huh, my Roomba's stuck on a cliff." And the next podcast goes, "Yeah, it was a floor transition. And he decided it was a cliff." Jesus. Mine yells at me randomly during the night. It's horrifying.
Was it really?
Please press power button. 2 a.m.
The fuck?
I'm sorry, but I live alone. I don't want a feminine voice coming out of the fucking darkness telling me to press a button as I wake up after watching horror movies all night or some shit.
Sounds scary.
It's fucking scary.
No thanks. No thank you.
Yeah. And it has like a nice little chime to it, and it's like, doo doo doo, ghosts are here.
It's me, your boy.
I was freaking out Chris with my the fridge ghost story and the door ghost story.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm haunted, by the way, if you haven't noticed. Dalton tried to prove it wrong by taking a level to my door, and there is no reason, rhyme or reason for that thing to move on its own.
I checked the door. Fucking. I debunked it. Well, I tried to debunk it.
Windows were closed?
I didn't debunk it.
So there's no breeze?
There was no way that door just moves on its own, ever.
Fucking door, even if it, you know, if it's cracked open, maybe the floor is not level. But, you know, Dalton checked. Everything was good. But even before then, I proved it by closing the door and then videoing that. And it was like someone trying to get in without turning the knob.
Yeah, that was fucking weird.
Yeah. Haunted life.
Dude, I can't wait.
Disney, pick me up for a TV show.
I can't wait to see what happens when I die.
Dude, I can't wait either because I'm going to beat you to it. I'm going to be like, yo, I want to go haunt Dalton. You'll be like, I got nothing better to do.
Dalton's going to be 80. His beard's going to be fucking to his kneecaps. His hair's going to be past his asshole. And then we're going to
be tied into it.
Yeah.
You're going to braid your back all the way through.
It's going to be like a fucking leotard. just fucking ties it up on the front and back.
I'm not going to have clothes anymore. It's just going to be my hair and my beard. Yeah.
We're only going to haunt you in the most annoying ways. Like, we're going to make it so like your toilet paper rolls flip the other way.
No.
Like, just the smallest little things. Just like, God damn it, guys.
Or we're going to unroll it all onto the floor so that you have to sit there and like roll spin the fucker back up. Yeah. And it's all fucked up and it doesn't roll back the same. Yep.
Just piss me off. That's fine.
And you'll just be, Fuck you guys.
Midway through sex, we're gonna ghost through the, you know, the movie Ghost where he gets behind the pottery.
Yep.
That's gonna be me and Ben just making a train behind you, just holding you tight. You're gonna feel this warm pressure, and you're just gonna be like, God damn it, guys. I'm trying to be sensual with my wife here. And, you know, we're having, it's our anniversary, we're having a real nice dinner, and now you're gangbanging me.
Sounds sweet. It's sensual.
There's a nice little pat in the back, and you're gonna hear a ghostly whisper of, you got this, bud.
You got this.
And then Ben's gonna come and go deeper.
Dalton's always gonna have like the white noise static machine to see if we can talk to him.
Yeah.
Faster. Faster. So get ready for that.
Can't wait.
Whoever dies first has to haunt the rest to let us know what it's like.
Yeah. Deal.
So if one of us dies, we're buying a Ouija board. Yep. We gotta contact them.
No, Mick will never talk to us again.
I will not fuck with those. Nope. I'm right there with Mick. I will not fuck with those.
I've debated about doing one of my own.
No fucking way.
In your basement?
Mm-hmm. No. Nope.
In the murder room, actually.
No. Yeah.
Then you can come over and do it in my murder room. Actually, Bree wouldn't let you. She would probably do whatever it takes to keep you from our house if she even knew you were thinking about having a Ouija board.
Fuck those. No way.
Nope. I mean, you guys already know I'm haunted. You guys are fine with that.
I'm not trying to release no fucking demon.
You don't leave demons at our house.
How do you know that? I've pooped before.
Nice.
Yeah, you leave steaming demons, not real demons.
Steaming demon.
Oh, man. Speaking of steaming demons and shit like that, and just shit in general, little turn of pace here. The NHL is shit.
Oh, we're going sports. We're going deep into this. Now, baby. Lock it in.
Yeah, the NHL is a piece of shit, and I'll get up to why the NHL specifically is a piece of shit. It's going to take a little bit to get there. Bear with me real quick. But take a picture of this real quick, right? You're going to just close your eyes and imagine it's 2010. The Chicago Blackhawks, man, they have been a bad team for a real long time. They get some good draft picks, and they're making a run for it. Yes. They're making a run for the cup. Little do you know in the background that there is a person in their management that sexually harasses players, specifically one player who he sexually harassed pretty bad to the point where it's kind of traumatized this guy, and he finally came out and talked about it. And pretty much...
Did he get a wet willy in his butthole?
I think it was more things done onto him.
Oh, like he woke up covered in semen.
So I don't want to speculate too much on it. I believe it was fellatio that was offered to him and might have actually happened or something, because a man is afraid of that type of world with someone that has that much power denying and then being lost his one opportunity to be a professional player, his dream as a kid. So I believe that was the story. You could fact check on it. That's fine. I'm paraphrasing everything to an extent. So he finally came out, talked about it. The entire front office and senior management that was there from 2010 still has stepped down or been canned pretty much. But they kept it under wraps. Like, everyone knew about it. And people are still claiming not to know about it, but there's factual evidence that they did, and it's become a whole ordeal. I've been talking, like, there's players involved that might be getting in a lot of trouble if it keeps pursuing. They're denying, but according to the testimonies that everyone had to have known, pretty much people were like yelling at him on the ice from his own team, calling him words, but homophobic slurs, stuff like that. And the NHL, there is a couple of them that left. One was a head coach, went to Florida, mm-hmm. and one was a assistant coach that became assistant GM that became a GM in Winnipeg. Mm-hmm. And the NHL, even though these people were involved in the covering up of it, has given one guy the free pass that he did everything he could, and it seemed he did blah, 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 this and blah, 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 that, and all this sugarcoating crap.
Oh, my God.
So everyone's kind of in an uproar about it. There's players talking about it. Another coach was getting in, Tortorello got involved, and it's a very funny video of him just going like, what the fuck? Like, are you kidding me? Like, how do you not say something? How do you show up the next day and not say something? Yeah. How do you let this get by? Like, what the fuck's wrong with you?
Mm-hmm.
Like, because Tortorello doesn't hold back, you know, he never does.
No, fuck no.
But that's the type of thing, is like, it's all coming to light. And then now it seems like, I mean, other sports have had issues. Football.
Yep.
Had the emails. Mm-hmm. And that guy got canned immediately.
Yep.
Like, there's a bunch of shit coming out now, and it's just like, how many shitty fucking people?
Too many.
Like, the kids, you know, gets drafted, comes in, you know, whatever age he is at the time, between like 18 and fucking 20 something, depending when they get drafted actually and stuff. But like, these people are, hey, you're supposed to teach me and guide me. Instead, you're sexually assaulting me.
Sick. Love this.
Like, I can't imagine the stories hidden with a lot of women's leagues.
Oh, they're probably terrible.
Right?
Probably a nightmare, honestly.
Like, fucking wild. But yeah, that's the news of bullshit that I've heard recently where people are shitty.
Heard.
Yeah, heard. It's fucking little update heard. On the world. We're all still shit. And the Chicago Blackhawks are kind of really under fire. Yeah, that's what I was going to say, though. Yeah, it's fucking...
Damn, that's fucked.
Yeah, right?
I'm surprised I haven't heard about it.
Yeah, well, you're not on... It's mainly over Twitter that people have been talking about, it seems like.
That makes sense.
Yeah, you're not a big Twitter guy.
Nope.
You don't tweet the tweeters.
Nope.
I'm going to tweet tweets. Twat the twatters.
I do twat the twatters.
Yo, since you're not, you might have heard about this. Twitter a while back ago, right? This is old news, but it's still funny to me because I like to bring it up every now and then. Twitter finally made an announcement back in the day about... how they had a realization that all troll accounts, people that are like alt accounting or trolls in general, are all the egg ones. Like, we know this now. So, you know what we're going to do to fix it? We're going to change the eggs to silhouettes of people. That was their fix.
Oh, nice.
So now everyone knows that silhouettes of people are troll accounts. It doesn't do anything different. It literally was like...
It's the exact same.
Yeah.
But like, we knew the eggs were troll accounts. Now we know silhouette people are troll accounts.
Fucking idiots. God.
It should be, if you don't upload a fucking profile picture within the first 5 days, it deletes the account.
They're going to upload. Like that's where it gets weird because like some dating apps have that. And you could upload almost any picture. Anything.
I suppose, yeah.
And they'll allow it.
Mm. Well, you know,
there's some that make you have to do like a, it gets checked. Like it has to be a face involved in it in some way, I guess, or something like, but, or like Tinder, you can verify it with Facebook or something. And you have a little verified sticker next to you.
Oh, interesting.
Which is funny because you don't see many of those, which tells me 90% of Tinder's bots.
Nice.
Or got they a bot just don't lobby realize out here. That they can be verified on Tinder.
Yeah.
Oh, maybe that too.
Because it's almost impossible to get verified on Twitter. So if you can get verified on Tinder, that's like your next best move.
They really eased that up, by the way. They have actually. They made it a little bit easier to become verified on Twitter, but it's still a pain in the ass. Huh. Yeah.
I wouldn't know the first thing to do to get it verified.
Could you imagine if you're on Twitter and then you had like an alt account for like your animal and your animal got verified and you didn't?
Oh, that happened to me.
That would.
That'd be something that happened to me.
Mm-hmm. That'd be so fucking funny.
Oh.
I don't have the energy to even, like, I don't do well on my own social media accounts. Could you imagine me trying to have one for anything else I own?
Yeah, it'd be funny.
Be terrible. It's like my worst nightmare. I have a lot of worst nightmares. I tell people that a lot.
I have a lot of worst nightmares.
What's the worst nightmare? What's your biggest fear?
Wouldn't even say it's a big fear. It's a big ass annoyance. I don't like... the spotlight on me at all.
Oh.
Yeah, you do a podcast with a camera.
But like...
Well, but there's three of us in here.
Yeah.
There's a light right on you.
I'm not out so often that I'm like going to be noticed for anything. You know? Like if for me, being famous would be such a motherfucker.
Are you worried about anything from the past coming up on you?
No. I literally just don't want to
talk. This is a Dr. Phil episode.
I just... I have more days than not where I'm like, I don't have the energy to talk to somebody.
So you'd Britney Spears it where you just have that meltdown?
Yeah, I'd shave my head and shit.
It'd be tight. Immediately getting famous? Fuck!
Yeah.
So what happens if this podcast kicks into Joe Rogan fame? That's up to you guys, by the way. So figure it out.
Figure it out. God damn it.
But yeah, what would you like say the next thing is there's Reddit articles about you.
Ooh, Reddit, dude. Reddit. Like,
check out these guys. Check out Daddy /
look at Ben / Big Cock Daddy
Baby / what was the other names we had? Cum Lord, whatever else we called you so far. What would you do?
I don't know. I would just pretend it didn't exist. I would just like not look at it, you know, and then just be like, well, I haven't seen it. I don't fucking
keep on driving into the freaking DMs like, hey, will you come on our podcast? Hey, will you come on our podcast? Hey, will you do this? Hey, will you do that? This is an unload. Your phone's blowing up at 6 a.m. going nuts.
I think even if I tried my hardest, I would still never be funny enough to have that.
This is a hypothetical where you did have that.
Yeah, but I like can't think that way because I would not know what to do. I guess if it made me money, I would probably fucking do it. But
I'd probably call into work at least one day to figure out what the hell is going on. And then I'd show up and be like, either, hey, guys, heads up, like, peace. Gotta go.
Hey, guys, heads
up. I got a greater calling. Like, bye.
Hey, by the way, see ya. What?
No 2 weeks because like flying down to wherever, Georgia in Texas or whoever you're going to be on or whatever you're going to be on or.
I don't know. Whoever I don't know how I would respond to that.
I have no idea. Like,
it'd be fucking sick, but at the same time, now there's like some sort of high weird ass expectation for myself that's never had to be held before.
I mean, the expectation just be the same thing that you do in the podcast, just be the same person you are.
Just be you, baby.
Yeah, but you already know how I am. Where like I'm not satisfied with anything, so like I would feel like that's just not working.
It would just be your own personal hell where everyone's like, love this dude, he's great, and you just walk up the stage like, I fucking suck, I could have done better, fucking shit, I gotta do this again tomorrow, but in fucking LA.
Yeah, I think I would struggle with that pretty bad. It'd be fucking so cool, but I don't think I would
what would be the one type of content you'd want to be able to be the guest on? Like a specific podcast group, like TV show, like interview type thing, like Jimmy Fallon or Conan or whatever.
Dude, it got to be like Theo Von or Maddie Mathiesen.
Yes, that'd be dope.
That like just because those are fuck or Tiger Belly.
Yeah.
Otherwise,
hanging out with Theo would be tits, dude.
Yeah, Theo, Bobby Lee, and fucking Maddie Mathiesen. It'd be a really weird trio of people, but it'd be fucking tight.
It'd be epic.
Is that the same for you, Dalton?
Yeah, I'd probably say Theo too. It would just be so fucking fun.
I already know. You guys already know mine. So guys, it's the Boys in the Fuckface podcast. Mm-hmm. Jeff, Gavin, and Andrew. Slash it's literally
the
where I.
Hunters.
It's yeah. Well, they're a separate version of that. But like they have their own podcast. But I would. That's literally the podcast I could fall into if I had the ability with the okay to do the things, the pranks. Yeah. Oh man.
Yeah, you'd have a time of your life doing that.
There's a couple things in my life I bring. Chaos and paranoia. That's what comes along with the Barry package.
You're going to have to start firing off some emails, dude.
Right.
Well, they just listen to our podcast.
You want me to listen to the podcast? Show your dick to the camera. Don't do that. Censor it now. Cool. Did it.
Just got
to
be more consistent. Consistence is key, bro.
Yeah.
It's key.
Do you hear that, though? That's a dinner bell.
The fucking bean.
It is, dude.
Yeah.
What did Rachel make us for dinner, dude?
Yeah, what'd your wife make us for dinner?
She's crabby now, so.
She's pissed.
I'm going to go down there
and
find out.
We're not going to get that shit.
She's down there yelling.
We're going to get a jam sandwich, which is two pieces of bread jammed together. The jam sandwich.
We're going to get an Almond Joy sandwich.
Dude, fucking gross.
Two Pop-Tarts.
Stop talking about Almond Joys, you fucking psychopath.
With microwaved Almond Joys for 10 seconds, just enough to get it nice and soft, but not enough to actually melt too much. You get that nice layer of the s'mores Pop-Tart underneath, and you get a nice little filling right there. You just take the knife, and you get the fucking frosting, and you just get a little bit extra right there. And not any sort of frosting. You get the fucking the toaster strudel stuff. Ooh. That little pastry, and you
icing?
Smear it. Icing, frosting, really, same thing. One's just cold.
I'd go with icing.
Frosting is
go on.
Icing is just melted frosting.
Melted frosting? I don't believe you. I believe they're the same thing, just marketed differently. It's sugar paste.
It's just got more liquid.
It's wet frosting.
Yeah. It's melted. Super wet frosting.
Anything wet is melted.
Yes.
When you sweat, you're melted.
Also, dude, for some reason, when I look at you, all I can think of is like a substitute teacher.
Well, then get in line and sit down, Aaron.
I'm not going to lie, though, with that shirt and the chain, you do remind me of
Cuban?
Like, you're like a backstreet boy with tattoos.
Tight, dude.
You're like the back alley boy.
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about. Free blowjobs for everyone, dude.
But back to the sandwich. You get the almond joys. You put them on the frosting.
Okay.
Okay, so we got like, it's like a s'more situation going on right there, right?
You should pepper a couple of mini marshmallows up in that
bitch. No. Fuck marshmallows. The frosting's already there. The marshmallows don't need to be there no more.
Yes, they do.
Instead, you get a little crazy. You get a little tangy with it. You want that extra tang with the chocolate because the chocolate and the nuts. So all you do is you warm up gummy worm, sour ones, the berry berries. You warm them up. 15 seconds, just enough to get that little bit of liquidiness of the gummy.
I think you lost it.
Like it's already been in your mouth a little bit. Oh. And you just get two of them. You lay them on to like fries. And like
fries. And then like, what kind of bread are you using? Bruschetta?
Pop-Tarts.
No.
Yeah. The Pop-Tarts are the bread. It's a pastry. It's like taking a donut, slicing it in half.
Sandwich, motherfucker. That includes bread.
A sandwich. Yeah. Pastry is bread.
No. Real bread. Sandwich bread. Different types of bread. So then not pastries.
Is a burger with donut for breading? Is that?
No.
No, it's not a sandwich?
No, because it's a pastry.
Soft toast.
It's still dough. Dough is bread.
It's pastry. Different. It's not the same.
Pastry sandwich.
It's not the same.
So an Uncrustable is not a sandwich.
Nope. It's taco.
Get me out of here. This is episode 56. Like, subscribe, all those types of things. Get into space. Ben was just doing stuff.
Yeah, because you take it all.